Hello and welcome. You are listening to Arcana on Daily MTG. My name is Yi Chao, and this week on Daily MTG, the theme is teams. And how can we talk about teams without talking about the one and only two-headed giant Team Pro Tour in San Diego back in 2007? And joining me today to talk about that event is none other than Jacob Van Loonen, one of the winners of the tournament. Jacob is a longtime Magic player and well-known pro, and also a regular contributor to Daily MTG. Thanks again for taking the time, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So I want to actually go back a little bit before Pro Tour San Diego. So how did you end up qualifying for that Pro Tour? And can you tell me a little bit more about you and your friend who qualified?
Sure. So I'd taken a semester off school. And while at a local Magic tournament, I ran into some old friends that played, and they invited me to a college party that was close by. I went there, and while I was there, I ran into Chris Lockman, and he and I used to play very often together. When we were younger, there was a local Wizards of the Coast store in a mall nearby both of us, and both of our school buses had stops nearby. So we would both go there like three times a week and draft, and one of us would usually win the draft. Like, both of us were very competitive with each other. And we ran into each other at this college party, and we hadn't seen each other in a few years. And we got talking about Magic, and we were really excited about it. And then we started hanging out more, and we went to the PTQ together. We on very little sleep. And at the PTQ, we opened up, I think, at least one Sulphurous Blast, and we also had Damnation in our sealed pool. I think we also had Spectral Force. Like, we had a really, really good sealed pool. And we lost the first round, but then we won out through the rest of the day. And then in the top four, we actually were handed a sliver deck on a silver platter. And we kind of just went for it. We didn't know if it worked then. Like, we hadn't previously tested it. But it was just, like, we felt unstoppable. And then we kind of started pushing that strategy and researching it as we were practicing for the Pro Tour.
And you guys kind of picked up the nickname from that, right? The Sliver Kids.
Yeah. I think going into that Pro Tour, a lot of people were taking creatures very high, the good creatures from the packs, because they were used to drafting it not in a two-headed giant format, just normally. So they were taking cards like Aran Ephemeron very high. And we kind of valued spells higher, and we felt like the Slivers were actually very, very powerful if you get enough of them, because you had two people building up the Sliver Voltron, and you didn't have to waste your early picks on creatures. You could just take all the good spells, and then you ended up with strong creatures anyway, because Slivers.
That's awesome. So what did you guys do to prepare between the PTQ and then the Pro Tour?
We actually got into a testing group that had a lot of really big name players, people like Osip Lovadovic, John Fiorillo, Eugene Harvey, Gerard Fabiano. These are all guys who are from our local area. We grew up in Northern Jersey, so there were a lot of, these were people who were always like beating us at like regionals and states growing up. So they were kind of excited for us that we had qualified for our first Pro Tour. We started testing with them a little bit. I was kind of like working a lot. I had a retail job at the time, so I didn't get to test as much as I would have liked to, but Chris really put a lot of testing in. And we spent probably 12 hours at a time at internet cafes just playing the limited format in the more organic, just single-player mode. But I think just doing that a lot gave us a stronger understanding of the card interactions. So,
What differences did you find between the single-player mode and then the team format? And what things did you guys use to your advantage? You mentioned a little bit about how two players assembling slivers was a little bit more powerful. What other things did you discover and find that was different with teams?
Well, there were a lot of things. That format especially, there were a lot of ways to abuse the fact that you were playing two at a giant. I think, there were cards that said each opponent, and, something like Urborg Siphon Mage, which normally was just, a decent madness enabler that occasionally could be a form of reach in the late game when you didn't need more lands. That card became like pretty strong because you could just discard a land from your hand and turn it into a Drain 4. which is a pretty powerful effect. And when you were actually combining it with Madness cards, it became very, very strong. Then there were Storm cards, and Storm cards in Two-Headed Giant were absurd, because you could have one player hold a bunch of less expensive cards in their hand, like removal spells, or just creatures that wouldn't affect the board otherwise. And then you could play them all on one turn. Let's say it was the turn when, you know, something was coming off suspend, and the other player could play their storm spell, and you could storm for, you know, like 8 or 9 very, very frequently. So a lot of the time, I think it was Volcanic Awakening, the card that it was destroy target land storm, and that card was unplayable in just single player limited, but in Two-Headed Giant, that was a card that we wield very often at the Pro Tour, and it would usually just be Armageddon for one of our opponents, and then we'd just be playing a 2-on-1 for the rest of the game.
That sounds pretty good. What was it like to play through the tournament? It was your guys' first Pro Tour, and you guys did pretty well throughout, right?
Yeah, I mean, we started day one undefeated, and it was pretty exciting. I mean, the very first round of the Pro Tour, we were playing, we were at the same draft pod as Mike Ron, and he had just won the previous Pro Tour, which was a limited Pro Tour. And he was drafting black, which, like, all throughout that Pro Tour, and nobody else wanted to touch black, and he won the Pro Tour because he was just doing something everybody else wasn't. And when we showed up to the Pro Tour, I thought everybody else would be on the sliver plan too, because it just seemed way too good in our practice. The rest of our practice team wasn't as excited as Chris and I were about it, but Chris and I were convinced that it was the best thing you could be doing. So we expected to go into a Pro Tour where everybody else knew what we perceived to be the best strategy in the format, but it turned out that nobody else knew. And, I was pretty excited to notice that, hey, we're onto something that nobody else knows about. I mean, in day one, then we ended up playing against John Finkel and Josh Ravitz another round, and we used Volcanic Awakening to delete John Finkel from that game. Chris and I got the 2-on-1 Josh Ravitz. Then I think it was round 5 or 6, we played against John Fiorillo and Eugene Harvey, and they actually also made the top 4 of that Pro Tour, but we killed them on turn 3. In a game of limited in round 5 or 6. So I think that was probably the highlight of day one for me. And there were a couple of Chinese players who were staying at the same hotel as us, and we had had breakfast with them the 2 days prior. And that night when getting back to the hotel, we were asking them, oh, how'd you do? And they're like, oh, we have 2 losses. We're pretty excited. We're going to come back and play the second day. How'd you guys do? And we're like, oh, we didn't lose at all. And they were, you know, like jumping for joy. And he ended up giving me a good luck charm before Sunday because they were flying out. So,
well, that's awesome.
That was a really fun experience.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's so cool. And, I'm sure winning any big tournament like that is really exciting. But what was it like to win a tournament of that caliber, the first Pro Tour you go to with one of your good friends? Like, what was that experience?
I mean, it was the best feeling ever. I don't think, I mean, nobody else has experienced what we experienced there, because we were playing, you know, in the same game as each other. And there have been other team Pro Tours, but none of them were, you know, team format where it was one game with multiple people being on a team. Chris and I have been playing together since we were really young, and I feel like our styles of play have always complemented each other. When we were home for, you know, before the Pro Tour, when we started playing together again, we'd sit on Magic Online and just play together for hours on end. And I feel like our styles really complemented each other well. Like an account that he was playing on at the time got to be the number 1 limited rated account on Magic Online. We were just playing with him was always such a delight. I feel like he had every part of the game that I didn't have, he had, and vice versa. And we're also just close friends. Like, we enjoyed hanging out with each other. We had a blast with each other all the time. We were always laughing. A lot of other teams, like, once you get deep into the Pro Tour, people were, like, very serious and very quiet, and Chris and I were laughing and hamming it up the whole time. And I think that kind of off-put a lot of our opponents. Like, people thought that we were bluffing about what we were going to be doing the next term, but we were just openly talking about it. You know, it was just, it was very fun.
That's awesome. Very next level mind games there. Very cool. Well, thanks again for taking the time to chat with me, and thank you guys for listening. That'll be it for today's Arcana.
You can follow us on Twitter at wizards_magic, find us on Facebook at Magic the Gathering, and also find our Tumblr at wizardsmagic.tumblr.com. We're also on Reddit and various other social media platforms. Just search for Magic the Gathering.
Thank you to Jake Hull, who composed the music you heard in today's interview. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.